Tonight, both the Senate and the House of Representatives are expected to pass the most important Medicare legislation in a generation. Each chamber's version of the bill would offer coverage for prescription drugs to seniors and the disabled. Seniors could pay a monthly premium and get a modest level of drug coverage. Some would be encouraged to get that coverage through private health plans, an idea supported by President Bush. After the votes tonight, leaders from both houses will begin to negotiate a final version to send to the president, who's expected to sign it into law. The drug plan would take effect in 2006.
Now, if all this is beginning to sound familiar, there's a good reason. Congress has made many attempts to provide a Medicare drug benefit, but the efforts ultimately failed. NPR's Joanne Silberner looks back at those attempts through the eyes of one Long Island grandmother who's found it harder and harder to pay for her medications.
On pleasant summer days, Dorothy Barron Williams spends a lot of time in the small green space in front of her garden apartment in Glen Cove, New York.
All my rhododendron flowers are all gone by now. They were so beautiful. The whole thing was just covered with flowers. And this is my lilac bush, which I love, lilacs.
Go with her into the living room of her small apartment, you'll see something seniors across the country have. A pillbox divided into days of the week, so she won't forget to take them.
They're all empty. Every week, I go through this.
At 76, with a monthly Social Security income of $1,300, she struggles to pay for the pills. Medicare doesn't cover them.
Yeah, I fill them up. This is the Actonol, and that's just four. And that's $58 for four.
When Williams retired from a job as an office manager in the early 1990s, she became eligible for Medicare and joined up. For the next few years, paying for prescription drugs wasn't an issue for her.
Not at all. Not at all. I didn't pay any attention.
That's because she wasn't taking any prescription drugs at the time. Meanwhile, as she began the early years of her retirement, prices for prescriptions were increasing, and doctors were beginning to prescribe new, more effective, and often very expensive drugs. On Capitol Hill, legislators were starting to hear from more and more seniors having problems paying for drugs. In 1995, Republicans in the House of Representatives, led by Newt Gingrich, devised sweeping reforms aimed at making Medicare financially solvent, reforms that would deal with the prescription drug issue.
It is the Medicare Preservation Act. Its goal is to create a better Medicare system. It establishes the premise for where we're going.
The premise? Change the rules to make it easier for private insurers to offer their own Medicare programs. The theory? Insurance plans would compete for Medicare customers by offering extra benefits like prescription drugs. A scaled-down version was approved in 1997. By that time, Williams was on an expensive cholesterol-lowering drug, but she had joined an HMO that let her buy it at a discount. In 1998, President Clinton appointed a bipartisan commission to revamp Medicare. They came up with a plan that included this key benefit described by commission member and Democratic Senator John Breaux of Louisiana.
For the first time, we would extend coverage to all beneficiaries for drug coverage under 135% of poverty, about $11,000 income per individual who is on Medicare.
The plan didn't guarantee drug coverage for everyone, and it didn't guarantee the financial solvency of Medicare, and the prescription drug subsidy wouldn't have helped Williams. After more than a year of work, it came to a vote.
And the clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Altman?
No.
Mr. Altman votes no. Mr. Belarakis?
Aye.
10 ayes, 7 nays, just missing the two-thirds vote needed. The commission didn't send its plan on to Congress. Legislators themselves introduced it, to no avail. 3 months later, in June of 1999, President Clinton introduced his own prescription drug plan.
By taking additional measures to increase competition, combat fraud, and reduce costs, we can provide a new prescription drug benefit and still pay down our national debt.
But in a very partisan Congress, Clinton's plan moved nowhere. One bill did pass. It allowed people to buy lower-cost drugs from Canada, something that some of Dorothy Williams' friends do and that she's thought about off and on. But the Clinton administration and later the Bush administration refused to implement the bill because of safety concerns. By the year 2000 elections, prescription drug coverage had become a hot issue.
I will fight for a prescription drug benefit for all seniors under Medicare,
because I believe it's just wrong for seniors to have to choose between food and medicine or between one crucial medicine and another.
Candidate Al Gore's plan was for the government to pay 50% of the drug costs for Medicare recipients, up to $5,000, in return for a $25 a month premium, with provisions for people with ultra-high drug costs. Candidate George Bush announced his own blueprint.
Every health care plan that participates in Medicare must offer a policy that includes prescription drugs. And every senior will get assistance to make that coverage affordable.
The assistance would go to seniors with incomes under $11,300. Dorothy Williams would have missed that cutoff. One of the first things President Bush did after taking office was announce that he would issue a prescription card that would save seniors 15% to 25%. But a court held that the administration had overstepped its bounds, and the card was never offered. At the end of 2001, the HMO that had gotten Dorothy Williams a discount on drugs sent her a note. It was shutting down its business in her county. She signed on to a new plan, Health First, that offered some drug discounts. And she got a new doctor who prescribed more drugs.
He gave me Zocar at that time, 40 milligrams. That was $122.54, but when they discounted it, it came to about $81, which is still high.
There was also medication for her thyroid, her heart rhythm, and her bones. Even with the discounts, the bills were tough to pay on her $1,300 a month Social Security income. Things got worse.
Well, then Health First notified me that by December 31st, 2002, they were no longer going to cover us, that they were dropping us. And I didn't know what to do.
Every year it was a different HMO with less generous benefits. The 1997 plan to get private insurers to offer prescription drugs was beginning to fall apart. So last May, Williams signed on to a New York State assistance program. That helped enormously for a while, until the benefits became less generous. Now her drug costs are over $350 a month.
I tried to separate it so that so much came out in one month and so much came out in the next month, so I don't have to pay it all at one time.
Now she goes to the local senior center, where she signs petitions and listens to politicians explain what they're trying to do to help seniors afford prescription drugs. She keeps a file of newspaper clips to help her follow the debate on Capitol Hill, where both the Senate and House are considering a plan in which Williams would pay monthly premiums to a private insurer and in return would get some help with drug costs. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.